Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today, once again, we're talking about Krampus. He is the evil Santa from German folklore. We were learning about him yesterday as well, and he's not so nice a guy. He's like, the bad Santa. They have a festival on December 5th in Germany. It's called Krampus Night. And they have a big parade, and parents bring their kids down there and just scare the daylights out of them. They scare them silly, was the phrase we used yesterday. Because, Krampus, he's this long-haired, long-tongued demon who is known for punishing kids who are bad. Santa, according to our traditions, he brings people gifts. And if you're bad, the worst thing that happens is he doesn't bring you a gift.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not so bad. But this guy, he actually takes kids away. He takes them to his lair. And I guess perhaps they're never seen again, so it's a way for German parents to scare their kids straight, make sure they behave and be good all year round because they don't want Krampus coming to their home. Well, today, once again, we're going to learn some more about Krampus. So let's read through today's article, and then Anna and I will be back.
Reading.
Krampus makes for a scary Christmas. Krampus has his roots in ancient German folklore. Christians in Germany once tried to ban any celebrations or images of Krampus for being too evil. But the tradition persisted. Eventually, he became a companion of St. Nicholas, who is also known as Santa Claus. While St. Nicholas gives presents to children on Christmas, it is Krampus who punishes children who have misbehaved. Krampus usually carries rusty chains that are meant to represent the clutches of the devil. Rather than giving presents, Krampus gives coal or sticks to bad children. The coal is simply an unpleasant gift, but the sticks represent switches that can be used to hit kids if they act poorly. In a sense, Krampus is like an evil Santa Claus that parents use to keep children in line. Children can be scared into sleeping on Christmas Eve when parents lay out the presents. Adults will tell children that if they wake up, Krampus will take them away. Krampus remains one of the scariest figures in the West, and he stops many children from getting into mischief.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying Krampus has roots in ancient German folklore. Folklore are just stories that are passed down through generations, like from father to son, mother to daughter, parents to children, and just passed on and on and on throughout the years. And they will change throughout the years sometimes. Things will be added, things will be taken away. Mm-hmm. But the stories, the basic stories, usually stay the same. And that's where Krampus comes from. Ancient or very, very old German folklore. So that's where this story of this evil demon comes from.
对啊，所以其实 Krampus 是什么时候就有呢？其实好几百年前，在 ancient times， 在古代的时候，德国的民间传说就一直说啊，有这样子的一个 demon 会出现在十二月的时候。
Now Christians in Germany once tried to ban any celebrations or images of Krampus for being too evil, but the tradition persists. So Christians, the religious group, obviously, were trying to ban any celebrations or even images, pictures of Krampus, because they said, he's too evil, he's too scary. Mm-hmm. They wanted to ban these things, and to ban something means to prohibit or to say that something is no longer allowed. So they were saying, you can't show Krampus anywhere, and of course you can't celebrate it. So they just wanted to get rid of it completely, but the tradition persisted. If something persists, it means it continues. It goes on in the face of adversity. There's things trying to prevent it or trying to get rid of it, but it continues anyway, despite the difficulties.
Right. 所以当我们看到 persist 的时候啊，就可以想见情况其实是很困难。就像这个 Krampus 的 tradition, 这个传统其实曾经有一度在德国的基督教徒想要禁止任何 celebrations. 我们看到的禁止现在出现的是 ban 这个字，曾经想要禁止哦，因为它真的太邪恶了。 But the tradition persisted, 还是留下来了，持续坚持下来。
Now remember, I was talking about how folklore can change throughout the years, and that seems like what happened in the case of Krampus, too. Eventually, he became a companion of St. Nicholas, who was also known as Santa Claus. So a companion means like a buddy, a friend, or somebody who is at least there with you most of the time. That's what a companion is, somebody who keeps you company, somebody who is with you.So we have Krampus, evil Santa, and the good Santa. Sometimes we call him St. Nicholas. Mm-hmm. We also call him St. Nick, or we also call him Santa Claus. In some countries, they also call him Father Christmas, too. Mm-hmm. So we have many different names for Santa Claus, but apparently, evil Santa and Santa Claus were companions.
Right, 所以其实在这句话当中的互到句尾的地方啊，其实就是用来修饰前面的 Saint Nicholas。如果你不熟悉的话，它就是我们熟知的 Santa Claus。而跟它呢，几乎是正反两面的这个伴，就是谁呢？就是我们现在今天跟昨天谈的 Krampus。不过我们看到一个关键字叫做 companion， companion 就是同伴的意思。那现在啊，圣诞坏公公他就是圣诞老公公的一个 companion。当我们进入十二月的时候，德国就会先出现 Krampus Night， 然后才会出现 Santa Claus 耶诞节。
Now this is how they work together. While Saint Nicholas gives presents to children on Christmas, it is Krampus who punishes children who have misbehaved. So they team up, basically.、Mm-hmm. You've got Saint Nicholas and you've got Krampus. Maybe they go to somebody's house and they say, "Okay, this is Timothy Jones. Okay, was he naughty or nice? Oh, he was nice. Okay,、mm-hmm. Santa will give him a present." They go to the next house. Okay, this is little Billy Owens.Oh, he was naughty. Krampus has to punish him, little Billy Owens. And to punish means you have to do something kind of bad to somebody who has misbehaved or、mm-hmm. has done bad things as well. Like when I was little and I behaved badly, which didn't happen very often, believe me. I was a very good little boy. But if I was punished...My parents would say, send me to my room.、Mm-hmm. They would make me sit in my room for a while, like by myself,、mm-hmm. with no toys to play with, nothing to do, and just make me, you know, think about the bad thing that、mm-hmm. I had、mm-hmm. done, so I could then be sorry for what I had done. So that, but I'm not sure what Krampus does. I think we're going to find out a little bit later how he punishes children who have misbehaved. And to misbehave means to do bad stuff. Kids being kids...They will misbehave from time to time. Anna, I think you can probably relate to that. Do kids ever misbehave?
当然啦、啊、哪个小孩子会每天都乖乖的，当然也有不乖的时候啊。所以这个不乖的、啊、在英文当中就叫做 misbehave。因为 behave 这个动词就有行为举止很妥当的意思。那么前面的 MIS 就表示否定。当你的行为举止不太妥当的时候，就是不乖的时候呢，在英文当中的动词用 misbehave。那当然这个时候呢，就通常会得到一些惩罚，老师父母就会 punish you， 可能是罚站啊，或回房间自己想一想。不过我们现在看到的这个 Krampus 跟 Santa Claus， 他们既然是一体的两面，所以在这个句子当中，一开始的 while 就表示是对比对照的意思。当我们看到的 Santa Claus 是给乖的小孩礼物，然而去谁去惩罚不乖的小孩呢？ It is who 这个句型是强调句型，却是由 Krampus 来惩罚那些不乖的小孩哦。
Now Krampus usually carries rusty chains that are meant to represent the clutches of the devil. So he's got these chains. Remember, rusty chains means they got that like bright orange or red color to them because the chains are...breaking down, and these represent the clutches of the、mm-hmm. devil. If something represents something, it means it's a symbol of that thing. And these represent, these chains, represent the clutches of the devil. Clutches just means like the hands、mm-hmm. or the grip of、mm-hmm. the devil, like as if the devil is reaching out and trying to grab you and trying to perhaps control you or make you do evil or bad things.Remember, to clutch something, the verb to clutch, means to hold on or grab something. So it's like the devil is trying to grab you with these chains.
所以其实为什么 Krampus 都会带着那个 rusty chains, 已经生锈的链子。这生锈的链子其实它代表的 represent, 就是那个恶魔的 clutches, 爪子。所以其实它衍生出来也有控制的意思。不过这句话当中的从带的到句尾都是关系子句，就是前面的 rusty chains。
Now, rather than giving presents, Krampus gives coal or sticks to bad children. Now, okay, this is familiar to me because, yeah, my parents would always say, oh, if you're bad, Santa's going to leave a lump of coal in your stocking. Sticks, that's new to me. So I guess you rush down to the Christmas tree on Christmas morning and you open your present and it's a stick. Well, I guess you know you were pretty bad that year unless you enjoy playing with sticks or maybe you can make a baseball bat out of it or something.The coal is simply an unpleasant gift. Unpleasant just means something is not very nice, not enjoyable at all. But the sticks represent switches that can be used to hit kids if they act poorly. Switch is like an old term, yeah, just for a stick that a parent or an authority figure, maybe even teachers a long time ago, they would use these sticks. They would hit kids with them if they were acting badly, if they were misbehaving.
所以啊，其实在这里的 switch 就变成是打人的鞭子或棍子的意思。可是为什么会提到这个呢？其实因为 Krampus 他真的会怎么样惩罚这些不乖的小孩，他会给他煤炭啊 coal， 或者是给他一根树枝。那当然如果收到煤炭或树枝而不是礼物，你一定会觉得很不开心，它是一个很不开心的礼物， unpleasant gift。 可是这个树枝到底代表的是什么呢？ The sticks represent switches， 当然就是用来打人用的。
In a sense, Krampus is like an evil Santa Claus that parents use to keep children in line. This is something that's hard for any parent to do. You've got to keep your kids in line. To keep somebody in line just means you make sure that they behave in a good way, to make sure that they're not misbehaving. Remember that word. Misbehaving means to act badly, act terrible.They want to keep their kids in line, so they say, well, be good or Krampus is going to come around and leave a switch or leave a lump of coal on Christmas morning, and no kid wants that. Well, to keep somebody in line is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase, and then we'll be back. Shortcut for you.
What do I have to do to keep you kids in line? What are you doing?
You told us to get in line.
I said keep in line. To keep somebody in line means to make certain that someone behaves properly.
I see. So you said 使某人守规矩。Oh, so you want us to keep in line.
Obviously, I want to keep you in line. How is your little fight going to help us win basketball?
Well, sorry, coach. We promise to keep in line from here on out.
You better.
好，所以这边啊 ,keep somebody in line, 这就是父母亲最希望能够替小孩子做到的，就是要 keep them in line.
Now, children can be scared into sleeping on Christmas Eve when parents lay out the presents.
Oh.
Adults will tell children that if they wake up, Krampus will take them away. So, of course, when you're a kid, you want to stay up on Christmas Eve. You want to see Santa come down the chimney. I know I tried to do that a couple of times, but I always fell asleep. And, well, what my parents told me is that if you stay up,Santa won't come.
Right.
He doesn't want to be seen, so you have to go to sleep. So as soon as they would say that, you go, and just try to fall asleep right away. But they actually say, okay, if you stay up, Santa's not going to come, but Krampus is going to come, and he's going to take you away. He's going to take you to his lair. So good way to get kids to fall asleep, I guess, on Christmas Eve.
这样很可怕，因为如果你没睡着的话，没有得到礼物也就算了，居然 Krampus 还会把你给带走。
Yeah, very, it's more scary stuff. This is a very scary tradition. Well, Krampus remains one of the scariest figures in the world, and he stops many children from getting into mischief. Remains just means to stay or to be in the same condition for a very, very long time. So he sticks around. He's always there as one of the scariest figures in the West. He's one of the scariest demons, one of the scariest evil figures that we have in Western culture. But he serves a purpose. He stops children from getting into mischief. Mischief just means bad stuff that people do from time to time. Everybody gets into mischief when they're kids, but this is the way that parents stop their kids from doing the bad stuff that kids do sometimes. They say, don't get into mischief, or Krampus is going to come around and either take you away or leave a stick or a lump of coal in your stocking on Christmas morning.
所以这边的 mischief 其实就是那种小孩子顽皮啊、胡闹或者是恶作剧的意思。当然就是因为有 Krampus 这种角色，他才会一直 remain, 一直仍然持续的保留在这个很多的国家的 tradition 传统里面。
Well, that's all the time we have for today's article, and now once again, it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
We've been talking about a monster, Krampus, over the past couple of days, so let's talk about some other different kinds of monsters on For You Chat. The question is, which kind of monster scared you most as a child?
When I was a child? Well, I think it's the demons in the Buddhist tale.
Ah, I've seen those. Those are some scary demons, too. Those are, they all have, like, different purposes and stuff, too.
Right,
they have different ways they can hurt you, I think.
You know something about that?
I've read about it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I find it quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's, of course, when I was a kid, this stuff was all scary, but now I find it interesting, like from a cultural standpoint, to learn about that. But yeah, those demons in Buddhist hell, they can hurt you in all kinds of terrible ways and haunt you and kind of mess around with you in different ways. So those are scary. I guess for me, it was probably characters from horror movies. Because being scared, it can be a bad thing. But sometimes when you're a kid, you like the excitement of being scared.
Right.
So I would like stay up late. And on late night television, there was always scary movies about different demons and monsters. And I would sit there with like a blanket over my head.
I still wanted to watch.
Okay. But yeah, they would scare me and you'd have all kinds of crazy nightmares afterwards. But it was probably like Frankenstein or, you know, the Blob or different horror movie monsters that scared me the most when I was a kid. Well, what about you guys? What kind of monster scares you the most right now, or when you were kids, when you were very young? Maybe it's Krampus now that scares you the most, now that you've learned all about him. Well, we hope you won't be too scared, and we hope you will join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Krampus makes for a scary Christmas. Krampus has his roots in ancient German folklore. Christians in Germany once tried to ban any celebrations or images of Krampus for being too evil. But the tradition persisted. Eventually, he became a companion of St. Nicholas, who is also known as Santa Claus. While St. Nicholas gives presents to children on Christmas, it is Krampus who punishes children who have misbehaved. Krampus usually carries rusty chains that are meant to represent the clutches of the devil. Rather than giving presents, Krampus gives coal or sticks to bad children. The coal is simply an unpleasant gift, but the sticks represent switches that can be used to hit kids if they act poorly. In a sense, Krampus is like an evil Santa Claus that parents use to keep children in line. Children can be scared into sleeping on Christmas Eve when parents lay out the presents. Adults will tell children that if they wake up, Krampus will take them away.Krampus remains one of the scariest figures in the West, and he stops many children from getting into mischief.
Vocabulary Review. Companion. Charlie Brown is famous, and so is his companion, a dog named Snoopy.Punish. Tony was punished by his teacher for chatting too much during class. Represent. The cross that many people wear on necklaces represents their religion. Unpleasant. Hot and humid weather is unpleasant for most people. Remain. All the students left the classroom, but the teacher remained inside. Mischief. The police asked the teenagers a few questions because he thought they were up to some mischief.